From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Monday, May 16th. Coming up, Kernza is a new grain that some believe could revolutionize farming. A look at the grain that can feed lots of people and handle weather extremes. Coming up in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. In the race for Illinois governor, Darren Bailey is trying to put some distance between himself and the rest of the Republican primary field. Alex Degman reports.
Bailey appeared at a St. Clair County Republicans event alongside almost all of his opponents. Aurora Mayor Richard Irvin wasn't there. Bailey used Irvin's absence to highlight what he sees as the true primary contest.
I stand here before you today to inform you of something that I think you already know. This race is already a two-person race, and that other person isn't here today, but I am. And I want you to do your homework and find out what's going on for sure. Find out the truth.
A recent Emerson College poll found Irvin leading Bailey statewide by 4 percentage points, but more than a third of those polled were still undecided. Irvin's campaign spokesperson says he was at a police memorial in Aurora and couldn't attend. I'm Alex Degman.
Some parents are turning to donated breast milk as a substitute amid a major baby formula shortage. Susan Urbanski is program manager for the Mother's Milk Bank of the Western Great Lakes, which collects and dispenses human milk throughout Illinois and Wisconsin. She says donor breast milk is in higher demand right now, particularly among families whose babies need specialty formula.
If one formula is out of stock, a lot of families have the option of just switching to another. But for these families whose babies can only digest particular things, they don't always have that option.
Urbanski says donated breast milk is typically an appropriate feeding choice if mother's breast milk is not an option. But she says it's important to check with your child's pediatrician first. Black farmers in the United States lost more than $300 billion worth of land in the 20th century, according to a new study. Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports.
Discriminatory lending policies by the U.S. Department of Agriculture has led to a loss of $326 billion worth of farmland for black farmers. Barbara Norman farms in Michigan, where she says she's seen a lot of farm foreclosures in her time. She says that can decimate a family's wealth.
Money is not as much wealth to me as my land is. Land to me is wealth.
This is the first time researchers have attempted to put a monetary value to this massive loss of land, though the researchers acknowledge the figure is likely conservative. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
Champaign County public health officials report just over 800 active COVID-19 cases in the county. That's down slightly from a week ago. There are 11 county residents currently hospitalized with COVID, down from 14 a week ago. The last reported COVID-19 death in Champaign County came nearly a month ago. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention continues to rate the community spread of COVID-19 in Champaign County at a medium level. DeWitt, Douglas, and McLean counties in our listening area are also at a medium level of community spread. Statewide, 23 of Illinois' 102 counties are now at the medium level of spread, up from 14 a week ago. Still to come, we'll take a closer look at the grain Kernza and why some people think it could be a solution to feed more people in a warming climate. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
Nature's new documentary, Hippo King, takes you on a journey to Zambia for the life story of a battle-scarred hippo bull. The film explores the hippo's 35-year lifespan, from its days as a vulnerable orphan to the battle that crowns him king decades later. From birth to exile to redemption, follow the life of the Hippo King and discover the secrets of one of Earth's largest land mammals. Learn how you can watch this and other science documentaries right now at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Corn, soy, and wheat make up about 70% of Midwestern farmland. But as the planet heats up, scientists are developing new crops to replace them. Plants that can survive and thrive in a changing climate. Rachel Young produced this story with the Food and Environment Reporting Network. It's about one crop that some scientists and farmers think could be the grain of the future.
Now, this is the stuff we're going to be planting in that field right out here.
Carmen Fernholz has been farming organically since before the term organic farming was even a thing. He owns A-Frame Farm in Madison, Minnesota, where he grows corn, soybeans, and small grains, including one you might not have heard of.
Right now, we have about 80 acres of Kernza.
Kernza, a species of wheatgrass, Some scientists and farmers say we need to change the crops we grow in the face of climate change, and kernza could be part of the answer. It's a crop that can feed both people and soil in a warmer world, which is a dream come true for Carmen, who cares a lot about keeping his soil healthy.
I just cringe every time I see soil disturbance.
By soil disturbance, Carmen means tilling, churning up the soil to plant new crops. Tilling releases carbon into the air as a greenhouse gas. It disrupts all the processes that make soil healthy. Most corn and soy farmers have to till their fields every year because corn and soy, those are annual crops. Kernza is different. It's a perennial grain, so its roots get to stay in the ground for several years while the plant above ground keeps producing grain each season. Those roots pull carbon out of the air, they build healthy soil, and they make kernza resilient to extreme climate events like droughts and floods. And if kernza really takes off, farmers will be able to make money growing it.
It's exciting, and to me it's just a tremendous gift to our food system.
Kernza is also helping Carmen imagine a new future of growing grains. He says he chats with conventional farmers all the time who see problems with the way we farm today.
They're seeing soil degradation, herbicide resistance, increasing costs of production. They're sort of on a treadmill with corn and soybeans, and they're looking for something to break out of that.
People are very excited at perennial grains.
Tim Cruz is the chief scientist at the Land Institute in Salina, Kansas. They're the ag research organization that's been developing kernza for the past 20 years. And they want perennial grains like kernza to replace the annual crops we grow now. That would mean doing away with a lot of that annual tilling and adding the environmental benefits of perennial roots like kernzas on millions of acres of the world's croplands.
And it's just a matter of getting them to the point where they can actually start to replace the annual crops economically.
But today, there are just about 4,000 acres of kernza growing worldwide, most of them in Minnesota. Minnesota is also home to a small but enthusiastic kernza supply chain as local brewers, bakers, and chefs experiment with niche kernza products in microbrews, pancake mixes, and dessert bars. National brands are starting to pay attention. Kernza was listed among Whole Foods' top 10 food trends of 2022. Still, don't expect to see Wheaties swapped out for Kernzies in the cereal aisle anytime soon. University of Iowa economist Sylvia Secchi says that for kernza to actually replace the grains we grow now, we'll need to see major changes to the U.S. Farm Bill first.
You can't just change the crops. This is a whole system that we need to modify.
Part of that system? Federal subsidies for annuals like corn and soy, which incentivize farmers to grow those crops, even if they end up losing them to extreme climate events.
What we need for kernza to find its place is changes to our farm policy. For example, if you have crop insurance subsidies for corn and beans, right, you should have them for kernza.
Farmer Carmen Fernholz isn't waiting for changes to the federal farm policy. He's been mentoring young organic farmers for a farming future that benefits the earth instead of degrading it.
To start seeing the next generation being engaged in it, there's nothing more rewarding.
For the Food and Environment Reporting Network, I'm Rachel Young.
This story comes from Hot Farm, a new podcast from the Food and Environment Reporting Network about the intersection of agriculture and climate change. You can listen to Hot Farm wherever you get your podcasts. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see sunny skies today with a high of 78 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Tim Shelley, Dana Cronin, and Rachel Young. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Mulmean. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.